Izzy, talk a little bit about how motivated you guys are by being underdogs in a lot of these games where you're playing these so-called FCS elite programs that, you know, are in the playoffs every year. You guys thrive on this, don't you?
Yeah, we go into every week feeling like we have something to prove, and being an underdog has always been kind of a motivator for us, and we feel like if we just go out there and do what we have to do, we can compete against anybody. So, yeah, being an underdog is definitely a motivator for us.
Jake, this, the offense for Kennesaw State, is you've been the linchpin inside that opens up the perimeter game. Just talk about how you've grown as a running back. This team has grown, and what when you get handed the ball, your philosophy of just pounding, just your goal, 2 or 3 yards per carry.
I guess that's really kind of my job, I guess, is to pound in there and get a few yards of carry. I kind of pride myself on it. I feel like I can't really get move side to side as well, so I kind of pride myself on, you know, pounding up the middle. But yeah, I've been playing the position for a couple of years now, so it's definitely starting to come around a little bit, a little easier. But I also take pride in helping the outside run game get going. I'm one I don't have to have the ball. As long as we're, you know, making plays and getting yards, I don't really have to have the ball. But yeah, that's something that I pride myself on, and I plan on doing that some more.
Because his defense only allowed 7 points to a very potent Jacksonville State. What do you see out of Sam Houston State this weekend that the defense may have trouble with?
Well, they're definitely very talented on offense. It's probably the best offense we've seen. And they have a very good quarterback. He can throw the ball around and make any throw, really. But something I've noticed, too, they have three really good running backs also. I'm pretty sure it's number 6, 34, and 20. They're all very versatile in the running game. And it's definitely going to be a challenge for us. But I feel like we're a very selfless defense. We're a defense that we don't really care about individual stats. We're just worried about making plays as a group. So I feel like when you have a defense like that, we just have something special where if everybody's doing their job, we should be fine.
One of the things you guys did, Izzy, that obviously paid off this last weekend was you really shut down Jacksonville State's running game. Can you talk a little bit about the philosophy, what you guys took in there to keep Rock Thompson under control and essentially shut down their run game?
Like I just mentioned, I feel like we're a very selfless defense. We have a group of guys where we know, like, on certain plays, you might just be fitting a gap. You might not make the play, but in all, like, you're helping out the defense to stop a certain guy that has the ball. And another thing with us, we know we're going to make some mistakes sometimes, but we try to cover that up with a lot of great effort as a group defense. So we have a bunch of guys that's flying with the ball. So if somebody misses, we got 10 of the hats coming right to them. So the selflessness and the effort definitely covers up for a lot of things.
The pursuit and the fundamentals of tackling seem to be on display against Jacksonville State. Is that something that is y'all focused on last week, or is it just a year-long thing you've been focusing on?
I don't think it's a year-long thing. I think it's just like a culture or standard that we've had as a defense here. And the way we look at it, offense, defense, special teams, everything, if you loaf, which is being like, we just look at you as a traitor for the team. And there's a big punishment for a loaf. So if you're that guy on the team that has a loaf, you're pretty much betraying everybody else. So it's a culture we've had here for the past three, four years. And just something that we pride ourselves on. You got to play hard every play and not count your possessions, but make your possessions count.
Jake, y'all seeing how it seemed like more physical game last week against Jacksonville State? Are you seeing the competition, the athleticism, and the size of these guys get better as you get deeper in the playoffs?
Absolutely. Jacksonville State, probably the best defense we played personnel-wise. They had really good athletes, some really big guys, and you can definitely tell defense is getting better as we go. We play good defenses during the season too, but you can tell it's getting better, and I guess we feel like it's going to get better each week. So that's where we just got to go in, practice every day, and get better at our fundamentals every day, and do what we're supposed to do.
You had to be aware of the 500 fans that checked in for Kennesaw State, because the decibel rate stadium, but most of those fans were right behind your bench.
I'm very impressed with our fan base, and it's something that we've always been like this year we definitely like try to improve our fan base from previous years, and this year we've been very impressed with them. And it's really amazing to see how they showed up to an away game and how they bought into the things we're doing. And I gave a huge shout out to them on social media just because as a team we just love what they're doing, and they might not realize it, but they really do help us a lot as the offense, defense, special teams. When we hear them screaming out there, even in an away game, just hypes us up to play better. And we really do appreciate what they're doing.
Have either of you ever faced a team that's put up 700 yards on offense in a game?
I don't think so.
That almost just seem like the other team's not playing defense? It just seems kind of bizarre for any team to get that many yards.
It's that's a tough question to answer. it is bizarre to see those kind of numbers, but with us, we believe in what we're doing, and I feel like as a team, we come out and do what we're supposed to do. That shouldn't be something that could happen, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Coach told us a week or two ago that he really felt like you guys stepped up and had played at a different level since about the Texas Southern game. In your mind, somewhere during the season, where does it feel like you guys came together and started playing your best ball as a team?
So we kind of struggled the first two or three games of the year. Maybe this counts, but the last drive against North Greenville, where we had to have a drive and we went down and scored, that probably helped. And then our coaches just pretty much challenged us from then on to be better. And then there was a challenge about getting the inside running game going, and then that helps the outside running game get going. So I guess that's I don't know if there's a moment, but I think that we've just been challenged all season. And we're just trying to achieve the challenge, and I think we've done a pretty good job of that so far.
Jake, the offensive line, there was a question mark coming in the season about the center, middle line. This offensive line seems like it's gelled well and has played really well. Just talk about that line and what you see out of them and how they've improved.
Yeah, those guys have done great. I think a lot of it is that they've been around each other for some of them have been around each other for 3 years now, or 4 years. So I think they have gelled well together. That, as far as I know, they're a close knit group. They've answered the call all year, and they've done a great job. Definitely improved every game. So makes my job a lot easier.
Do either one of you remember anything from that Sam Houston State scouting report from back in August?
Can't say I do.
I remember their offensive passing game, the receivers. I remember that mainly because I knew they had a lot of talent on offense. Mm-hmm. So that's the main part I remember.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Izzy, this turnover plank continues to be a kind of national phenomenon. And I think Jace White's interception was one of the first highlights of ESPN's the game day wrap-up show. Just this team getting national attention like that, what do you think it does for this program this year and as a culture going forward?
I think the national attention really just helps the program overall, because a couple years ago you would ask people about Kennesaw State and people would have no idea what it is. But now that national attention has helped from a program standpoint. But another thing with the plank, in the game, the fans, credit to them once again, they were making a chant saying, we want to plank, right before that play actually occurred. And Jace got the pick and the crowd absolutely erupted. That's when we felt like we're the home team. And Jace went over there and held the plank up and they erupted again. So the plank, the fans, and the national attention is just all positive for our program. It's helping us out a lot.
Aside from the national attention, when you guys were up on campus this past week, what's it been like for you guys up there? A lot of congratulations. You've seen a lot more KSU shirts, things like that.
Yeah, I have. I've had a few people. I know before the game last week, I had some people ask me about the game. You know, tell me good luck. You know, for the game. That's and I've never really gotten that before that time, except for people that I knew in my classes and stuff. These are random students that came up to me and told me good luck and stuff. So I've noticed it, and that's really encouraging. That makes you feel like you got a student body that's behind you, you know. So it's awesome feeling. It's awesome to see them, you know, supporting us the way that they are right now.
Yeah, I can definitely agree with Jake on that. Over the years, we've been here ever since it started off, and over the years, it's improved a lot. And this past year, it's probably the most it's been. I've even had some teachers giving us good luck, and just like faculty and everything, including the students. So yeah, this year has definitely been different.
Ask Coach about superstition or rituals, routines. Do either of you guys have superstitions? And without telling tales out of school, what's one of the most unusual superstitions you have in the locker room?
I don't have any myself. I when I was in high school, I was kind of superstitious, but I kind of grown out of it. I don't know. Maybe I don't pay attention enough in the locker room to know any. But I can't think of any off the top of my head. I don't know if
Izzy
knows any or not.
Yeah, I don't really know any in the locker room, but when y'all asked Coach Wynn, and I started thinking about like anything I did. But I remember the first Sanford game for pregame warm-ups, I went out there in shorts, and we lost that game. Since then, I went out there in game pants, so we've been winning ever since. And now, every pregame warm-up, I go out there with my game pants. So, I mean, I don't know if that's superstition or not, but that's just what I do.
Jake,